New York. More than 1,000 unionized Starbucks baristas have walked off the job across the United States, marking the largest strike in the company's history. The open-ended work stoppage began Thursday at 65 stores and coincided with the chain's high-traffic Red Cup Day promotion, when customers typically flock in for free holiday-themed reusable cups. Starbucks Workers United, which represents about 550 stores nationwide, said more locations in major cities, including Seattle, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Austin, and Portland, will continue joining the strike. Some stores had already closed for the day as picket lines formed outside. The coffee shop chain, which operates more than 18,000 stores across the U.S. and Canada, said the walkouts have had limited impact so far. But the union urged customers not to shop at any Starbucks branch during the strike and announced nationwide rallies beginning at 4 p.m. local time. The dispute comes after months of failed negotiations. The union has filed more than 1,000 complaints with the National Labor Relations Board alleging unfair labor practices, including firing workers who supported union drives. Last week, members voted to authorize a strike if no contract was reached by November 13. Starbucks says it pays an average of $19 per hour and provides benefits such as health care and parental leave to those working at least 20 hours a week. The union counters that starting wages sit at $15.25 in most states and that many baristas receive fewer than 20 hours weekly, leaving them without adequate income or benefits. This latest strike reflects a deeper struggle that began in 2021 when a Buffalo, New York store became the first to unionize, sparking a movement that now represents about 9,500 workers. Since then, Starbucks staff have walked out multiple times, including during the 2022 holiday rush and again in late 2024 when negotiations stalled. Labor experts say the ongoing conflict highlights the company's reluctance to finalize a contract despite widespread worker support. Many believe Starbucks has used delay tactics, prompting workers to strengthen their organizing efforts. The strike also unfolds as CEO Brian Niccol leads a major restructuring effort. Starbucks is closing hundreds of underperforming stores, including a unionized Seattle flagship, and cutting corporate roles to control costs. Niccol, formerly the head of Chipotle, has focused on improving service times and reviving sluggish U.S. beverage sales. Union leaders, however, say negotiations have moved backwards since Niccol's arrival. His compensation package in 2024 exceeded $95 million. Much of that pay came from stock awards, though Starbucks shares have fallen 6% since he took over.